New numbers from the Labor Department yesterday surprised economists when the jobless rate dropped from 14.7% in April to 13.3% in May. Stocks rose, and President Trump called reporters to the Rose Garden to announce the unexpected good news, even though tens of millions of Americans are still out of work. But there was a note on the official report pointing out a, quote, misclassification error, an error that makes last month's unemployment rate as much as 3 points higher. The Wall Street Journal's chief economics commentator Greg Ipp explained what was wrong with the numbers. How people are classified on whether they're absent from work, whether they're laid off, whether they've lost their job completely, how does that all matter when it comes to when we make economic policy?
So the numbers are a little bit distorted because of the unusual circumstances of the pandemic. People who are on temporary layoff are supposed to be classified as unemployed. For reasons that we're not really sure, a lot of those people were in fact classified as employed. Now, the Bureau of Labor Statistics is aware of that problem. They told us that if you adjust for that error, then the unemployment rate is actually higher. How much higher? Well, in the month of May, it would have been 3 percentage points higher. But in the month of April, it would have been 5 percentage points higher. So what do we take from that? Well, unemployment rose a lot more in April than we thought, but it also fell more in May than we thought.
And put this in perspective for us. When we talk about numbers like 13 or 16%, compare that to where we were just 6 months ago.
I know. Around January, February, we were down in the 3% area. Now we're dealing with unemployment rates that are the highest since the Great Depression. However, let's put that in context. We had 20% unemployment rates for years back in the 1930s. We've only had these double-digit unemployment rates for a few months. I have to emphasize, we do not have good models for understanding where the economy is going at a time like this. It's just too soon to say how long we'll be dealing with this historic level of unemployment.
All right, Greg Ipp, chief economic commentator from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
All right,